Kansas City trying to get on the board first at their own 40-yard line. 60 yards away from the end zone, right to left across the radio.
Christian Smith makes the tackle on special teams for Lakers, and a nice start for Cass City as Curtis Dickinson gets them all the way out to the 40-yard line.
First and 10 for the Redhawks, working just inside of the left hash. T formation, Dakota Hartle, your starting quarterback for Cass City, second year under the center. Three men in the backfield, and they hands it off to the middle man, number 26, but he is caught in the backfield, Braden Personowski. Pushed all the way back to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a tackle for a loss for Lakers for 4 yards.
Evan Shemka, the linebacker, gets in the backfield and makes the tackle.
That's a new name tonight. Shemka, looks like that might be his first tackle of the night.
I believe it is, Clark.
Indeed, his first tackle of the night brings in a 4-yard loss. Second and 14 for Kansas City, trying to get on the board first. Wide receiver each way. One man in the backfield keeping in company and tight ends around the outside. Now we have a toss on the man in motion to number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage and still moving. Dives back to the middle of the field, and he gets lifted down to the ground. Goes airborne, finally brought down by a number of Laker players. That's going to be a gain of 4.
Seth Bowles eventually upended him after that long run.
They're actually saying he got past the original line of scrimmage and then another yard, so 5-yard gain. Third and 9 now for Kansas City, right to left across the radio in the white jerseys, white pants, maroon jerseys, or maroon helmets with numbers on them in black socks. 10:30 left in the third, no score in Lakers. Man in motion to the right, and it's a toss to the right to Personowski around the right end. Lakers is there to meet him after about a 3-yard gain out to the 44-yard line. Brings up fourth down for Cass City.
Number 60, Austin McCabe, first one on the scene.
6 yards to go. The first down stick is right at midfield of the 50. The line of scrimmage is at the Cass City 44.
So far, Cass City has come out with the same strategy Lakers had, putting guys in motion and using that opportunity to pitch it to the outside.
And suddenly both teams getting conservative, bringing out the punt team. Number 5, Jacob Hacker, is going to punt this one away. He's at his own 30-yard line. Gets it away. May have been tipped, but it's still away. Diaz brings it in at the 27-yard line. Can't stay in. Excuse me, that's actually Dustin Cady. Dustin Cady brings it in at the 28-yard line. Can't stay in bounds. Falls out of bounds. No return on the punt. And first and 10 for Lakers after a quick drive from Cass City to start the first second half.
That punt was low, but it was kicked quite a ways, and it was angled very well. When number 4, Katie, received the punt, he was right next to the sideline, and his momentum carried him out of bounds.
First and 10 for the green and white, working off the left hash at their own 28-yard line. Receiver wide to the left, slot receiver to the left, two men in the backfield in the eye. Brady Post, the junior, under center. 9:44 left in the second, third quarter. It's actually
ball's
a fumble.
Loose.
Ball's loose from the get-go on a bad snap. Looks like Lakers recovers. And now we have second down.
Looks like Brady Post muffed the snap and just dropped down to the ground and covered it up safely for Lakers.
Number 23 for Lakers checks in. That's Steve Kaczynski replacing number 20. Mauricio Diaz, the outside specialist around the ends. Second and 10. Bringing things in a little bit closer. Coming in with the trips right now. Three receivers just outside of the tight end on your right side. One man in the backfield, Post under center. They go to the left to number 4, Dustin Cady. And he gets out to about the 31-yard line, depending on the placement of the ball. Right at the 30-yard line, it's going to be a gain of 2.
Number 3, Shane Rasmussen makes the tackle for Cass City.
At halftime in Sandusky, it's 14-0, but more importantly, Sandusky lost their starting quarterback to a broken ankle. Not what you want to hear in week number 2 of MHSA football. A hard hit for Sandusky. Lost their quarterback with a broken ankle. Vassar leading Bad Axe from what we're understanding, 26-0. We'll have to confirm that. Third and 8, back to pass is Post, going right through the middle of the field, connects with Dustin Cady. He can't hang on to it, They actually say he caught it, was hit. The ball went, was fumbled, went loose, and then they jumped on it at the 43-yard line. Scott Cuthrell is not happy about this achievement. A little bit of a quirky play. Dave, do you think that he had possession for long enough to call that an actual completion?
I think Coach Cuthrell's got a beef here, Clark. The second he caught the ball, he was popped pretty hard, and that ball came loose. I don't even know if he took a step, let alone two. But it don't matter.
We'll say that's now a 10-yard completion for the first down from post to Katie. That's Katie's second completed pass of the night for 23 yards. I formation in the backfield, wide receiver to the right. Post hands this one off to number 20. Diaz around the right end, tries to dive outside. Gets out to about the 48-yard line before he is stopped. It's good enough for a 5-yard gain. Brings up second and five. The first down marker in Cass State territory at the 47. Scoreless in Lakers, 7:40 left in the third quarter.
Rasmussen with another tackle for that Red Hawk defense.
Brady Post, about the shortest person in the huddle, leading his team out to battle. Off the right hash at the 48-yard line, you're going left to right across your radio, just before midfield. Could have been an false start. Instead, they hand it off with no flag to Diaz. Goes right up the gut, no gain on the play. Now brings up third and five at the Laker 48-yard line.
Ethan Montai, the junior, making the tackle near the line of scrimmage.
Not a soul has been in the end zone yet tonight for either team. We've had plenty of drives stall out in the red zone. Had some turnovers in the red zone, but no touchdowns. And now we have a timeout being called by Lakers. Adam Grabowskis wants to talk over this critical third down. And we're going to take a quick break here, tune to WLEW Sports in Lakers. It's Lakers nothing, Cass City, same result.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, 6:48 left in the third quarter. Scoreless, Cassidy at Lakers. Lakers just took their first timeout of the second half, talking over on a critical third and five at midfield at the 48-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. Brady Post and the Lakers working off their right hash. Slot receiver outside of the tight ends on either side. Diaz alone in the backfield, now 21 for Lakers. Terrence Dube motion to the left. Post to the left, passes. This one's wide open to 21. It's complete to Dubes, and he's still on his feet at the 30. Brought down at the 25. A great-looking pass there. Dubes and man in motion went around, going on the lead block. Instead, Post cut back for the pass in a little bit of a in traffic, and it completes it for a 27-yard completion to Terrence Dubes.
A little bit of traffic might be an understatement. Two very tall defensive backs come in off the blitz, got to the quarterback, posted an excellent job throwing across his body, lobbing it over the defender right into the breadbasket, and a great catch and run there by Lakers for a big game.
It looked like Los Angeles at 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Working off the left hash are Brady Post, I formation in the backfield. Eight men on the line. First and 10 from the 25-yard line, right in the edge of the red zone of Cass City. Diaz puts his head down, gets out to about the 22-yard line in between the hash marks. Gain of 3 yards on the play, and being second and seven at the 22-yard line with 6 minutes flat to go in the third quarter.
The linebacker, Braden Perzanowski, makes the tackle.
Kaczynski checks out. Diaz is back in. Actually, reverse that. Kaczynski's in. Diaz is out.